Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking today to Pastor John Krotz, author of Mighty Men, The Starter's Guide to Leading Your Family, an important topic for every church and every home. John, welcome. It's your first time with us, I think. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. John, by the way, is the longtime pastor of Faith Community Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia. He was telling me just a moment ago before we logged on that it's been now 30 years he's been there. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, Mighty Men, The Starter's Guide to Leading Your Family. Explain for us what you're after in this book. The subtitle pretty well tells it, but elaborate on that for us.
Well, I think a lot of guys tend not to be strong readers, just laymen in the church. And I wanted to put together something that kind of crystallized the nuts and bolts of what it means to lead your family, and to do it in a way that's kind of conversational style and motivating and inspiring, just for guys to come away going, wow, I can do that. If they walk away with that, I know mission accomplished for me.
Great. All right. Let's back up a little and highlight the importance of that topic, both in terms of biblical perspective and in terms of life experience. What makes this so important?
Well, God calls men to be the leaders of their family. And one person observed many years ago, the word doesn't say like a command to become the leader of your family. It says you are the leader of your family. And so then the question is only, what kind of leader are you? And so when we see that in Ephesians 5 about the husbands being the head of the wives and that children are to obey and honor their parents, even there highlighting the father as the primary responsible one for the family, the Bible just assumes this to be true and right. And then if that's the case, then our burden is just to become the best that we can be at that. And in life, we find that the role of the husband and the father has ripple effects to the rest of the family. Obviously, your wife is going to flourish if you are giving godly leadership in the home, or I should say, it gives her the best opportunity to flourish. And also the kids as well. Of course, you know, those old, those classic studies of some of the godly families of old, like Jonathan Edwards and Sarah, and the impact of their parenting and grandparenting throughout the generations. So many spiritual leaders, and even political leaders and just community leaders flowed from his godly influence.
Right.
And of course, the opposite's also the case. If someone is a dud in the home, how many young people's lives are kind of train wrecks, and you kind of ask a few questions and go, oh, you kind of are just passing down the family heritage. You're coming from a broken and very dysfunctional family, and now you're doing the same thing to others. So I really think that if guys could be instructed in a way that they get and inspired, yes, we can do this, then that can have a profound impact on our families, on our churches, and even our communities.